Uh-huh. It is Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107.5, KPYG 94.9 Cayucas, kpig.com. Excuse me. And now, with all the news you never knew you needed to know, till right now, it's Travis D. Hip.
You know, they always talk about the problem, but it's real. This morning, the crew of the International Space Station had to retreat into their Soyuz escape capsule when a piece of space junk came within 600 feet of the station. There is a whole lot of stuff up there. You can call it space junk, but it's actually Earth junk that we took into space and left there. And it's wandering around, spinning around the globe, and every once in a while it comes close to something, like the space station. Real problems. The Supremes yesterday put out a couple of rulings. The major one of note was that California's ban on selling violent video games to kids under 18 years old was struck down on grounds of free speech. The violence in the connection has not also been completely established. It's, as one of the justices pointed out, you could get the same reaction from watching Tom and Jerry cartoons as Grand Theft Auto. They got him. former governor Blagojevich in Chicago found guilty of 17 of 19 charges, innocent on one. They couldn't make up their mind on the last one, but basically they nailed him for, among other things, attempting to peddle for influence and or contributions the appointment to replace Barack Obama's Senate seat at the time he moved up to president. He was also caught on other bribery and influence peddling charges. Last time around, he was cut loose on everything except one charge. This time in a retrial, they nailed him. He could be sentenced to up to 300 years if they ran everything consecutively, but most people pick the click as 10 years or less, which he can do in about five. But it's the fourth governor of Illinois to go to jail. One of them, the predecessor of Blago, was his immediate predecessor is still in prison. They might have a get-together down in, what is it, the main prison there in Illinois. Whatever. Fires in Arizona and the South continuing. The big ones in Arizona, no progress on. A new one, 12,000 people have been evacuated from the town of Los Alamos, the nuclear research facility in the New Mexico mountains just north of Santa Fe. 4,400 acres have burned there, and there are a number of outbuildings that have already gone. All of the nuclear materials have been safely stashed in what I'm sure are deep burial vaults and things, but the prospect of a fire that could take out a lot of the research facilities there, sort of serious to the folks who've been there for the last half century. Meanwhile, floods along the Missouri River are also still rising, and two nuclear plants in Nebraska are threatened. There will not be a meltdown. Both of them are now shut down completely, but the waters are rising around them, and the dikes established to try and keep the sites dry are beginning to sweat and leak a little bit. And the problem is that there's no expectation that the water is going to go down for a couple of weeks, and it may even get higher. No change politically. White House meetings yesterday with Senator Reid and McCollum, the leaders of the Senate on both sides. Some folks say that John Boehner was invited in for some talks yesterday. They met separately and tried to find some way out of the debt limit tax battle that is going on at the moment. As it is now, the president is insisting on holding tight with the demand for more more influence and increases in monies coming in, as opposed to just cutting everything, including Medicare, etc. Tough battle coming up, but of course, nobody's really paying any attention. There's a holiday coming up, and they'll all recess and go home. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Big on the Radio on a Tuesday. Good luck in the future.